Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The DH, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Orta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrios covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Paquett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hurdle tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nairodny hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive towards the mound. Gurra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Gurra fields it and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nairodny hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Otis reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios has Hurdle trapped. There's the throw to Nairodny, who tags Hurdle for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Bird now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Molinaro now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Bill Naerodny. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 3 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orta moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 4 in the game. Garr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.